Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Bluck Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. U.S. farmers could generate as much as $1 billion while cutting pesticide use if an array of biotech crops currently in development is approved by regulators and adopted by farmers, according to the National Center for Food and Agricultural Policy. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. We're looking at a lot of change in the chairmanships of some very important committees in Congress. What will this mean for agriculture is the big question. Next year, Republicans will chair all Senate and House committees. Out with Senator Harkin of Iowa, in with Senator Cochran of Mississippi to chair the Senate Ag Committee. Senator Cochran is well-liked, is from the same state as the Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott, and that should add to his clout. Senator Cochran is a traditional farm program guy with special support for rice, as you might expect, and a fierce opposition to payment limitations. He places perhaps somewhat less emphasis on conservation than Senator Harkin. Senator Chuck Grassley, an Iowa farmer, will chair the Senate Finance Committee, and that's significant because that's where the money is. With Republicans maintaining control of the House, you might expect no change. However, Ag Committee Chairman Larry Combes surprised everyone by announcing that, for personal reasons, he will retire in May. Congressman Combes provided exceptional leadership last year in pushing the Farm Bill through the House. If we were to rewrite the Farm Bill now, with a growing budget deficit staring us in the face, it would not be as generous as the one we have. All indications now are that Congressman Bob Goodlatte from Virginia will step into Larry Combes' shoes this spring. I called to offer an early congratulations to Congressman Goodlatte and ask if he had any words for the farm audience. He said his first priority would be to ensure that the Farm Bill works well for all farmers, that his approach to farm programs would be even-handed since his rural district is not dominated by any single crop. There will certainly be an effort by the budget hawks to cut Farm Bill spending in the budget process this year. I don't think they'll be very successful. House Speaker Denny Hastert from Illinois owns a farm. He'll be on our side. President Bush realizes that his strength is in rural America, and he will not forget his friends. Yes, I am confident that the new congressional leadership and the president will look upon agriculture with favor. Until next week, I'm John Bluck from Washington.